Initializing transmission.
Confirmed.
Mbot and
Sbot present.
All awesome in your ears.
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
You are listening to
All Awesome in Your Ears
on CITR
101.9 FM.
I am Mbot.
And I am Sbot.
I feel like we're both so excited for the show that we don't know what to do.
This is probably my favorite. We've only been on the air for, well, 2 years.
Almost
now,
two
I
years.
Guess. But last year, this was my favorite show, so I'm anticipating this one to be very similar.
Likewise. I think we should just do it.
Let's get into it. This is transmission number 38, and I'll say the first part.
Okay. Oh, okay.
That's right. I forgot.
All right.
Okay. This is the theme for tonight. Mbot and Sbot's... Damn it. Let me start again. Mbot and Sbot's All Awesome in 2K9.
The best goddamn music of the year.
Yeah. Last year, around this time, it was our best of 2K8.
Mm-hmm.
And not surprisingly, this is our best of 2K9.
Basically, it's our, well, this year, 9 top albums.
Yeah.
Last year, it was 10 top albums.
Yeah, it just happened to work out that way. With one mutual favorite album.
I think last year we had 2 mutual ones. We picked 4 and we had 2 mutual. And this year we picked 4 and had 1 mutual.
I only had one.
And we're doing it in a little bit of a different style.
Oh, yeah. We've decided. We thought this would be more dramatic to do. Rather than pairing songs together, we're going to be playing... Well, first of all, we're going to be counting our way down to our favorite albums of the year.
Yeah. So it's going to go from 5 to... Or
yes.
9 to... Yeah, yeah. 5 to 1,
five
I guess.
5 to 1 for each one of us.
Yeah.
Wait, what was the other thing?
No, but we are going to battle.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, and they're not... Yeah, songs won't be paired together. This is the first time we've done this on the show where it's going to be one song. Talk about a song, play the song, talk about a song, play a song.
Yeah, and we're going to battle, like, our fives, and then our fours.
I don't know about the battle
part. I don't know if it's battle.
Right this second, but... Mbot's really into it, so it might turn into something more like that then.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. You got to do some things on the computer, right?
I know. Okay, well, before we actually get into the countdown, we don't actually know what order, like, who's going to go first. And we're going to do rock, paper, scissors. But,
oh, yeah, that's right.
But both of our... Should we just do it now? Or should we...
Or rock, paper, scissors?
We'll do it right before we start. But both of our number 5 songs we need to find on the computer.
Yeah.
So while I'm doing that, before we rock, paper, scissors, Sbot is going to talk about some of his honorable mentions.
This was extremely difficult for me to narrow it down to just... 5/4 albums of the year.
Wait. Which one do I need to look up first of yours?
Oh, this is...
Oh, no.
How do we communicate without people hearing us?
Just point. It, top or second?
Second.
Okay.
Not top, second. So, okay, these are, considering we'll be looking at the top 5 in a moment, these were my honorable mentions. These albums barely didn't make the cut. They include... Phoenix, Wolfgang, Amadeus, Phoenix, which I feel had some excellent tracks. Maybe 2 of the strongest tracks of the year, but alas, they... oh, yeah, you're going to the right place. I feel like the album was honestly just okay.
You didn't tell me what song I'm looking at. Oh, this is not going to work
at all. Wait, no, it's still working. It's this. Here, let me just show you.
Okay. What? What just happened?
We're doing it all wrong.
What do you mean?
I think I pointed to the wrong one. Oh.
Okay, I'm going to look this one up anyways.
You know what? You're going to win.
No, just tell me which one we're looking up anyways on this one. This is ridiculous.
Okay, fair enough. Wait.
This one.
Yeah, okay.
All right. You keep it going.
Okay. Another album was Woods. Songs of Shame was excellent, but unfortunately didn't make the cut. Fever Ray, I loved. But for whatever reason, didn't make the cut. Mikachu, Jewelry, I feel like I've more recently gotten into it more as an entire album rather than just a couple tracks that I liked. But again, it unfortunately didn't make the cut. Memory Tapes, Seek Magic, Volcano Choir, Unmap, and Yes. Okay. And Yola Tango, Popular Songs, which is a fantastic album. I don't know if it rivals some of their best, but it's like another solid album by them, which did not make the cut. That's my list of albums that didn't quite make the cut.
Okay. I'm going to talk. Why don't you just... I just need one more song. I just need to find one more song. You need to keep talking about something.
Okay.
Okay.
What am I going to talk about? Oh, this is an interesting thing that I noticed while going through these albums. The majority of albums that were on my top five were all released in January of 2009, which I guess, I mean, maybe there was just a lot of good music coming out at that time, which just barely didn't make it in 2008. But I think it's more so the fact that it takes me a long time to really get into an entire album. And some of these albums that didn't quite make the cut were released within the last 3 or 4 months of the year, and maybe they just haven't... they haven't sunk in the same way, you know?
See, as whereas mine, I feel like I get into an album for a really, really short period of time. So there's an album on my top five that came out, like, not that long ago, but it has more plays than, like, most anything else.
I see.
And some of my bigger ones from further back in the year have less, even though they were still big. I don't know. I just get in... when I get into it, I just get into it.
You get into it hard, eh?
Hard, like, right away.
Yeah.
Okay, my honorable mentions, I guess. How many did you say?
Like, oh, I had like 8.
Okay, all right, I'm going to go. The latest Roy Scott album, Junior, was really great this
year. Surprise. I was surprised they didn't make it into the top five.
I know. It's... I'll explain to you when we get there. It was a contender, actually. It was. I had a... that was the one I had to cut. Mm-hmm. Fisher Spooner Entertainment was really good. The Most Serene Republic, huge. And The Ever Expanding Universe.
Mm-hmm.
It's just lovely. Just like it.
But didn't make it.
Didn't make it. The latest Azeda Booth EP called Tub Trek. Loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it. Elf and Saddle, Ringing for the Begin Again.
Mm-hmm.
Ear Power, Super Animal Brothers 3.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, it's a great album. I don't know how like listenable it is.
Yeah.
But a great album. And I just want to do a special honorable mention because my biggest album of this year, I would probably say, would be Friendly Fire's debut album, Friendly Fire's.
Which came out
in 2008, but I didn't start listening to it until 2009, so it doesn't make the cut, which is bullshit.
It's a little bit bullshitty, but given the parameters of the top albums, I know, it makes sense that they got to be within the...
I know, but it didn't make it into last year, and it didn't make it into this year.
Well, you know, it made it into the honorable mentions.
I know, and I had to say,
If this was a two-hour show, we could do it all.
I suppose.
Well, we got to cram it into 1 hour, unfortunately.
But yeah, I wanted to give a shout-out, because that was actually like probably my biggest album this year.
Yeah.
It just fell by the wayside.
You know what? I don't even think there was that much carryover from last year. I feel like I've been listening to most of these. My top five I've actually been listening to pretty much nonstop the entire year.
Mm-hmm. That was the only one.
That was the one. Okay, are we all queued up?
We're all queued up. Okay.
Okay, here we go. Rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, did I lose?
I just won.
But what does that mean?
I'm a rock.
I know, but do you go first or second?
I'm a rock. It means I go first.
Okay.
Okay.
Whatever you want. Whatever you want.
I was a rock. She was scissors. So,
I was scissors. Damn it.
I'm going to go first.
Okay.
Number five.
S-Bot's number five.
This is my number five. It is Bon Iver's EP, Blood Bank, which came out in January on Jag Jaguar. It's only... I feel like it was important to put in here because it's only a four-track album. It's a four-track EP, but it rivals any full-lengths. Or a lot of full-ex, at least, this year. It was the second, or the follow-up to For Emma, Forever Ago by Bon Iver. Justin Vernon, interesting to note, Justin Vernon also had another album out in 2009, which was Volcano Choir, which was on my honorable mentions. Which is amazing. I don't know if it's... it seems like a really solid album. I feel like there's just build-up to like two or three tracks, though.
Okay.
You know, it's not atmospheric, and it kind of builds towards those tracks, and then it peaks, and then it like falls again.
Okay.
Unlike this four-track album, which is every song's a standout. So, also interesting, the last track on this album, which we're not going to play, but he uses auto-tunes in, which is like this vocal manipulator that Cher initially used, and now it's like every song that's on the Much Music Countdown has it. But within the song, he like harmonizes with himself, so he like layers his vocals with it, and it sounds so good.
That is so good.
I feel like it was a ballsy move on his part. Okay, the track will be Blood Bank. It's the first track off of the EP, and enjoy. Here it is.
Christmas morning, and I know it well.
Mm-hmm.
Good, right?
That was yours. It was good. It was amazing. Very nice. It was very nice.
So that was just Bon Iver with the track Blood Bank, which is from his 2009 EP, also titled Blood Bank.
So I'm in a battle. I see your Bon Iver.
You see my Bon Iver?
And I'll raise you one Mastercraft.
Wow, that is certainly raising something.
So my number five album of the year was Mastercraft's album Fist of God, which came out on March 17th of 2009. And
okay, you have the exact day.
I
in
know.
Terms of this battle, you're already winning. I just had a blanket January.
So I don't know. This one, I wasn't sure whether to put this one on or Fisher Spooner, because I've listened to that Fisher Spooner album more. Mm-hmm. But I feel like in terms of, like, it was just such a huge album for, like, the summer for me. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it came out in a time where I really, really started listening to electronic music and, like, mm-hmm. that kind of electronic music.
Like, dirty.
Yeah, and pretty heavy.
Electronic music.
Yeah. And so it came out kind of around that time. It was a huge album for me. And also, I just feel like the songs itself on the album have been pretty influential in the, like, remix world. Like, they, like, Mastercraft has done a lot of remixes this year, and a lot of the songs on that album have been remixed by some pretty amazing artists. So I just feel like as it's maybe not the... So maybe you can't listen to it all the time because it's pretty crazy, but when you're in the mood, it's pretty awesome.
It's also injecting some much-needed CanCon into this show, this evening's program.
No, I have two.
You have two?
Yeah.
I did bad. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It's not that I didn't enjoy Canadian albums this year. It's just I didn't enjoy them as much as the albums that I'll be playing tonight.
It's fair. We had a lot of CanCon last year, I feel.
Yeah. Sunset Rubdown also was not on my honorable mentions, but it probably should have been because I did enjoy that album.
I wasn't a huge fan.
I know.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'm going to play, since we played Mastercraft a lot on this show, I'm going to play It Ain't Love. It's the first track off of the album.
It Ain't Love.
All right, so here is my number five, which is Mastercraft. We'll be right back. It goes into the next song. Don't worry about it.
I'm sure it does.
All right. So that was my number five, which was Mastercraft and It Ain't Love featuring Little Mo.
Little Mo.
Off of Fist of God. And we have to blast through this. So
yeah, we realized that we're
just way behind.
Us wasting time in the first 10 minutes was probably not the best idea. But it had to be done. I'm sorry. Okay. Next up, this is my I See Your Mastercraft and I Raise You, my number four, which is The Dirty Projectors.
What number?
It'll be Player One.
Okay.
The album is Beta Orca. It came out in June on Domino, and it was a huge album for me. It was like, it sounded like, but at the same time sounded nothing like their last album. And it took a lot of inspiration from David Byrne and the Talking Heads in terms of the backing vocals.
This is not you not being fast.
And R&B influences. The track is no intention. Enjoy. This is Dirty Projectors.
The renegade feeling satisfied. You blinked and closed your eyes. Corpses collapsing wind. The breath is daffodil. What can't be coming is lapsing into the universal fill. Or maybe just not. My reality makes me feel tingle in my heart. When you wake up shouting ideal, is that a punishment? You represent seeing I'm real, but is that what
All right. That was the Dirty Projectors with No Intention from their album Beta Orca, which is my number four.
All right. So I see Beta Orca, and I raise you a LaRue.
Oh, LaRue.
LaRue. This is off of her debut album, LaRue, which came out July 7th, 2009. And sort of the same vein as Mastercraft for me. I think it was a big year for her in terms of people remixing her stuff.
Right.
Not her remixing other people's, but like tons of people remixed her, like Boy 8-Bit, Lifelike.
Like, where did she even come from?
She's on a Kitsume.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Boy 8-Bit, Lifelike, Jack Beats, Scream, like huge electronic artists mm-hmm. were remixing her stuff. So it was a big, big year for her. And I guess this is the album that started it all. Wah, wah. Okay, so let's just get into it. This is the track Fascination.
Sensation.
All right, we are back. So that was my number four, which was LaRue off of the album LaRue. And that was Fascination. And I also just really briefly mentioned that she was on Kitsume, and I didn't actually explain what that was. It's a label based out of Paris, but it's not just a label. It also, like, isn't the store in Paris, like, also have, like, clothes and books and...
Well, no, there is a store...
Is that not the same?
It's not the same, but they're like a partner with them.
Oh.
So they have like all Kitsune stuff.
Oh,
and
I see.
Like, it's like really big there. Oh, I can't remember the name.
What was the name of the store?
Colette. It's called Colette.
Oh.
The name of the store.
Anyways, she's on Kitsune, which
But nonetheless it's an extremely like influential label.
Yeah, huge. Okay. So we're going to quickly reintroduce ourselves and what we're doing so quickly as well.
So you're listening to
All awesome in your ears
on CITR
101.9 FM.
And do you want me to say the first part?
You can say the first part, yeah.
So this is our annual countdown best albums of the year show. And the theme is MBOT and SBOT's All Awesome in 2K9.
The best goddamn music of the year.
And we're battling this time, and we're at number three.
Yeah, we're at number three. If you're just joining us right now, we're at number three. And it's my turn.
it's S-Bot's turn.
It's my turn. The next album is Cymbals Eat Guitars. This was a massive album for me because it seemed like it came out of nowhere. They like self-released it. It apparently came out actually in January, but I didn't even hear it until the spring. And it's amazing. It's like everything I like. It sounds like Built to Spill and early Modest Mouse and... a little bit like Pavement. And the track that we're going to hear sounds a lot like My Bloody Valentine. But the track is called A Share. So enjoy.
Thank you.
It kills me to do it.
Fade it out.
It kills me to do it, but we had to do it because we're running out of time.
You picked a 7-minute song.
Well, how good was that, though?
It was really
good.
That is
an epic track. When those horns come in...
I know. I didn't expect that. I was surprised.
So was I when I heard it. So was I. Anyways, that was just Cymbals Eat Guitars. I neglected to tell you the name of the album. It was Why There Are Mountains, as just a statement, not a question. And that track was called Share.
All right. So I guess it's my number three now. And... it is actually, this was a huge album for me. I don't know. It's Think About Life. The album is Family. It came out on May 26, 2009. I think someone randomly put it on my computer when I was working at CFUV in the summer. And I didn't know it was there. And I, for some reason, just like it came on shuffle. And I was like, what the hell is this? Why is this on my computer? And then it became my favorite album.
It became a part of you.
It became a part of me. And they were also written up recently in the National Post as a band to look out for in 2010.
That is good.
Right below my friends from Yukon Blonde. Just wanted to put that in there. No big deal. I was trying to whisper into the microphone, but I just moved closer and spoke at the same level.
So it ends up being the same for you. It sounded good to me.
Thanks. Anyways, this track is called Set You on Fire, and I don't really think there's anything else to say. So here is Think About Life.
Way precise, you pay for the focus on the sound device. The price may be high, but I'm way precise. When my blood's all I see, that suits me nicely. The price may be high, but I'm way precise. You pay for the focus on the sound device. The price may be high, but I'm way precise. You pay for the focus on the sound device. You pay for the focus on the sound device. You pay for the focus on the sound device. You think about life on the sound device. Submerge yourself on the sound of the device. Come on, let's go. Come on, let's go. Come on, let's go.
That was pretty great, actually.
Disco revival.
Total neo disco.
Total. It's along the same lines of like the phenomenal hand clap band, mm-hmm. like total, like straight up disco revival. So that was Think About Life. They are based out of Toronto, so they're Canadian. And oh, Toronto, Montreal. Oh,
there's no time. There's no time. One of the two.
Something over there on the east. East. That was off of Family, and that track was Set You on Fire. Go, two.
Okay, number two. This is Bill Callahan. This album was really big for me. Sometimes I wish I were an eagle. No, sometimes I wish we were an eagle. Damn it.
Togetherness.
It was released in April on Drag City, and it's amazing. It's his second album under his own name. Before that, he was Smog. And we're going to listen to the opening track. It is Jim Kane, Enjoy.
Search of ordinary things. How much of a tree bends in the wind? I started telling the story without knowing the end. Darker, then I got lighter, then I got dark again. And something too big to be seen was passing over and over me. Well, it seemed like a routine. Thank you.
All right, that was just Bill Callahan with Jim Kane from his album Sometimes I Wish We Were an Eagle. I got it right this time.
Good, I like it. Just before we move on, Think About Life, they're from Montreal. I just had to put that in there.
We looked it up. Montreal.
All right, so my number two album of this year was Antony and the Johnsons.
Which would have been on my honorable mentions, except I didn't want to spoil it because I knew it was on yours.
Because it was on mine.
Mm-hmm. It is a fantastic album.
So good. The Crying Light came out January 29th.
Good January.
And I solely listened to this band because of you. This is a you.
I believe it.
You made me love them. Because you were super into them before.
I was super enthused. And even Maxwell just arrived. Maxwell was at the Antony and the Johnsons show.
I was. It was awesome.
And I'm sure we both cried together.
I did.
Even though I bawled. I totally man-bawled.
I pretty much cry when I just listen to this album. So
I believe it.
So this is my second top album of the year. So let's just get into it. This track is Epilepsy is Dancing.
Oh, that's the best track on the album.
Is dancing, she's a Christ now departing, and I'm finding my rhythm as I twist in the snow. Oh, the metal bending me down the brain of my river, oh, the fire was searching for a waterway home. Glitter is love. My eyes pinned inside with green jewels, hanging like Christmas stars from golden veils. As I came to a screaming, hold me while I'm dreaming, for my fingers are curling and I cannot breathe. Then I cried in the kitchen, how I seen your ghost witching. There's a soldering blue line between my eyes. Cut me in quadrants, leave me in the corner.
Let me just wipe away the tears here.
So beautiful. This album is so beautiful. So that was Antony and the Johnsons with The Crying Light. And that track was Epilepsy is Dancing. I felt bad because I cut off the first word of that song. We were chatting.
It's fine. It starts so quickly.
I know. What are we going to do?
All right. 5 minutes to spare.
All right. We can do it. This is perfect. All right. So our collective
number one album of the year. This is probably no surprise to anybody, but it is Animal Collective, Merriweather Post Pavilion, which is pretty much the top album for like everybody. Whether you're a super mainstream magazine or music site or super underground, it's kind of all the same.
Not surprising though, it's just a fantastic album.
Critical praise.
Mm-hmm. But yes, you were mentioning that it was interesting that it was very like underground, but at the same time like mainstream accepted it as well.
Yeah, well I feel like it's also the most like mainstream sounding, the most like easily digestible of albums, but it seems like the most complex one they've done too.
Really? I feel like Strawberry Jam is more mainstream, commercially viable.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Anyways,
we love it.
We love it. It's collective number one. It came out on January 20th.
On Domino.
And we both, Espan and I, were at the Animal Collective release party, and we bought vinyl
At Zulu. At Zulu. A listening party at where a we listening sat on party. The ground and listened to it.
And ate animal crackers. And then we both bought the vinyl that day.
And my girlfriend also won, like, she guessed how many leaves were on the cover, and we won, like, everything released last year or the year prior from, like, Domino on vinyl.
It was awesome.
It was a super score. It was a great day.
It was a good day.
It was a good day in music.
So yeah, that's what we're going to leave you off with. I guess we should maybe before we play announce what's coming up next.
Oh, it is Mondo Trasho with Maxwell. He's here.
Hi.
Setting up Serato, hopefully. And then following that is Transcendence.
With DJ Smiley Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Is anything after that?
I don't know.
Okay.
We never go that far. So yeah, this has been our annual countdown.
I hope you guys have enjoyed it. This is everything we're listening to this year.
Mm-hmm.
And the track off of Meriwether Post Pavilion will be Summertime Clothes, which we decided collectively was
one of the best.
One of the best tracks that we've
I feel like maybe
on.
Like both of our like third favorite.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
So here it is. Here's Summertime Clothes.
And I will be back in 2 weeks.
I'll see you.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
No more 2K.
I don't even 2K know how 10. To say it. 2K10.
Hope it's a good year too. Here's to 2K9.
Sound of the heat for the sound of the rain. It's
easy to sleep when it wets my brain. You covers my rest with a saccharine sheen. Kissing the wind through my window screen. The restlessness call says that I can't hide. So much of my mind that it spills outside. Do you wanna go stroll down the financial street? Our clothes might get soaked, but the buildings sleep. And there's no
Transmission.